Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 30, Text Number 8, Translation and Commentary by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha Varang Varni Dvam Bhadrang Vo Yuyang Me Nripa Nandanaha So Hardena Prithagdharmas Tushtoham Sohridena Vaha. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, My dear sons of the King, I am very much pleased by the friendly relationships among you. All of you are engaged in one occupation, devotional service. I am so pleased with your mutual friendship that I wish you all good fortune. Now you may ask a benediction of me. Purport, since the sons of King Prachina Barhishat were all united in Krishna consciousness, the Lord was very pleased with them. Each and every one of the sons of King Prachina Barhishat was an individual soul, but they were united in offering transcendental service to the Lord. The unity of the individual souls attempting to satisfy the Supreme Lord or rendering service to the Lord is real unity. In the material world, such unity is not possible. Even though people may officially unite, they all have different interests. In the United Nations, for instance, all the nations have their particular national ambitions, and consequently they cannot be united. Disunity between individual souls is so strong within this material world that even in a society of Krishna consciousness, members sometimes appear disunited due to their having different opinions and leaning toward material things. Actually, in Krishna consciousness, there cannot be two opinions. There is only one goal, to serve Krishna to one's best ability. If there is some disagreement over service, such disagreement is to be taken as spiritual. Those who are actually engaged in the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead cannot be disunited in any circumstance. This makes the Supreme Personality of Godhead very happy and willing to award all kinds of benedictions to his devotees, as indicated in this verse. We can see that the Lord is immediately prepared to award all benedictions to the sons of King Prachina Barhishat. Sanjay Prabhu told me that you're going to meet together with the idea of coming closer together for cooperation, and I suggested that he finally read this verse, but he'd already thought of doing so. So this verse with Srila Prabhupada's purport is just suitable for devotees who want to come together and cooperate together. We hear a lot about relationships in Krishna consciousness. Have you heard a lot of talk about relationships? Real relationship comes not by talking about it or thinking about it or speculating about it or trying to do some psychological adjustments, but real unity comes by serving together. And we see that even in the mundane sphere, it's actually a Machiavellian principle. Do you know what that means, a Machiavellian principle? Do you know what that means?
Do whatever is possible to get the aim.
Well, Machiavelli was an Italian... He was the Italian version of Chanakya Pandit, you could say, giving advice to princes and kings, but in a brutally and ruthlessly practical way. So his idea, one of his famous ideas, is that to keep the people united, the people in a state united, so that they don't rebel against the king, you should always keep them in opposition to some outside threat. So even if there's no outside threat, you always pretend that there is. You always make it seem, the citizens, that they're under threat from some outside power, and you have to unite around the king, and then you'll be all right. So that's practically seen this morning. Devotees were talking to me about how in England the people, or the certain class of the people there, are infamous for their violence in soccer matches. So the supporters of different clubs will fight each other, but I guess when they all come together when there's England national team playing against someone else. So that's the idea, that you come together with a broader goal. Now, of course, in Krishna consciousness is not mundane, but the point is that we should remember we have a very high goal, and it's really a very high goal. There is no higher goal, and it's a seemingly impossible goal to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. Srila Prabhupada was able to establish Krishna consciousness in the Western world, and actually to a large extent in India also, because Krishna consciousness was really plummeting downhill. Not Krishna consciousness, but the not Krishna consciousness per se, but the culture of Krishna consciousness was going down. Srila Prabhupada revived that. So he was able to do that because of his great faith in the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his great dedication to do that. And he was able to bring highly disparate people together, people of very strong-minded people who were not likely to cooperate if it wasn't for the highest goal that he gave them of spreading Krishna consciousness. Ekaki amana hi pai bol harinama sankirtane tumi kripa kori shraddha bindu diya deha krishna navadhane. Single-handedly, we can't do anything in the matter of spreading Krishna consciousness. We have to do it together. So we have to put aside our individual likes, dislikes, preferences to come together to serve Krishna. Now, that doesn't mean that we should tolerate all kinds of nonsense in the name of Krishna consciousness. In the name of unity and diversity, it doesn't mean, as Jayadvaita Swami put it, unity in perversity. Diversity is okay. Some kind of diversity, just like someone may be more inclined to deity worship, someone may be more inclined to book distribution. That's all within the scope of what Srila Prabhupada gave us. But for instance, sanctioning homosexual marriages in the name of Krishna consciousness is not within the scope of what Srila Prabhupada gave us. So unity to a cause, but it is circumscribed, or the boundaries are given by what we have received from Srila Prabhupada, Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra. So read the books. Brahmacharis are meant for study. Brahmachari Guru Kule, Vasan. The Brahmachari lives at the Gurukul. These temples which Srila Prabhupada set up are meant for serious practitioners of Krishna consciousness, not for lazy or crazy people. So study, preach, and work together for a higher goal. And this verse and purport, from this we can understand that Krishna is very pleased if we do that, and then he likes to bless us. Krishna will be very pleased if he sees devotees cooperating to serve Krishna. Cooperate means putting aside our own preferences. We may have to accept things which in our estimation is not what we want. But the whole of Krishna consciousness means to think what Krishna wants and act accordingly. And as I see it, it's subtle, but it's a major drawback in our preaching of Krishna consciousness at the present time, because we tend to present what Krishna consciousness, how you will like Krishna consciousness. Do I like it? But Krishna consciousness is really giving ourselves to Krishna, what Krishna wants. It's a sacrifice. Sankirtan Yajna means a sacrifice, doing what Krishna wants. Of course, we have our own, we may have individual propensities. Just like someone may prefer to do deity worship, someone may prefer to do cooking or hold festivals or whatever. But we have to see that how Krishna is satisfied and cooperate on that basis. Okay, those are just a few words. You asked me to speak for a few minutes. I've done so. Anything you'd like to ask?
What are your thoughts about what does it mean to preach while staying here on the farm? Because
what does it mean to preach while staying here on the farm? Well, there's preaching to devotees, preaching to visitors. There is that verse, Srila Prabhupada often quoted from Prahlad's prayer, Prayena Deva Munayasva Vimukti Kaman Monang Charanti Vijane. Vijane means a place without people. Vijane Svavimukti Kama. Prahlad Maharaj says, I'm not very impressed by these kind of sadhus. They like to stay in remote places for their own spiritual benefit. What's the rest of the verse? Sorry, Mukta Karma. Monang Charanti Vijanesvavi Mukti Karma. Then? Maya, the last time, Maya Sukhaya Bharamudvahatavimu. So he says, I want to try and uplift these people. So Chetito Vimukacheta Sa Indriyarto. Maya Sukhaya Bharamudvahatavimu. But I feel, Prahlad says, I feel distress. No, that's another verse. Naivod Vijay Paradurati Avaitaranyastra Gaya Nama. That's similar. Similar import. No.
I cannot be happy with all
this. Yeah, yeah. Naivod Vijay Paradurati Avaitaranyastra Virya Gaya Nama Hamrita Magna Chitta Sochetato Vimukha Chetas Indriyata Maya Sukhaya Bharaman Vahato Vimurhan. Prahlad, in another verse, says, personally, I'm very happy chanting your glories, I'm not disturbed by the conditions of material existence. But I feel distress upon seeing the condition of these foolish rascals who are averse to yourself, who are trying to be happy and carrying the burden of material life. Preaching means we have to be where the people are. How much preaching can you do here? It can be a base to go out. But generally the city temples are where the people are. Our temple in central London is ideal. Have you been there? Soho Street, London. You walk out the door and you're in the heart of London. I mean, inside you're in Vaikuntha, but you just walk out the door and it's 2 minutes walk towards Oxford Street, which is the heart of crazy London, and you've got unlimited people to preach to and bring them in. So maybe you could tell me. One thing is that if you make an impressive setup, people will come. That's there are always people visiting here, is there not? So that's there. But you have to be careful not to be a bit sleepy. I can recall in that regard Bhaktivedanta Manor in the 1970s compared to Berry Place Temple in central London before we had Soho Street. There was a difference in the ambience. That time we didn't have so many people visiting. Now it's people visiting all the time there. But it was definitely a more low-key kind of atmosphere in the country temple just outside London. Because one is right on the front lines. The other is withdrawn. So there is preaching to be done in a more withdrawn situation. But definitely if you're on the front lines, you can appreciate how. And you really don't have to make much effort to get out there into the heart of the action. You're right there as soon as you're outside the door. So Srila Prabhupada's idea was to have farm communities attached to city temples so they could work together. Brahmacharis mostly would be in the city temples, in the heart of the preaching. They come to the country places, maybe to take some breaks, some courses, and this and that. What are your services? You're here most of the time?
Yeah.
What are your services? What do you do here?
I'm doing cow protection and farming in the field.
Pujari helper.
Farm helper, pujari helper.
I'm doing little puja service. And I stayed here because I saw that some young people are coming here.
You so came here for preaching because young people.
I try to give training to them, and it's a big task because there's.
You mean young people come to for training or for preaching to?
Both. Both. Some they simply come because we have a workaway program, which means that people come here.
The woofers come here.
Yeah, they come. They work for food and place to stay and some experience. Most of the time.
Do you make devotees from the woofers?
Yeah.
So there you go, there's your preaching. You tell me.
Yeah, it's a very subtle way, how to say. It needs a lot of awareness. It's a great challenge.
Because they didn't really come for Krishna consciousness so much as they
sometimes
came.
Some also, they come from the book distribution. They come mm-hmm. because we know the devotees.
Okay, so. Well, there's your preaching right there. What about yourself?
Pujari.
Your pujari, yeah? A lot of pujaris, yeah?
He's a Goswami, actually.
In what way?
He's very absorbed.
Very?
Absorbed.
Absorbed in pujari service. Okay. Anything more? I should.
Can you speak more about the goal? You mentioned.
The goal is to become Janma Sata Kari Koro Para Upaka. Become Krishna conscious and try to benefit others with Krishna conscious. That's the goal. Simple. Okay, talking about Central London Temple, pass over that lower box there. This is, because there are more sweets in them. Aha Prasadam from Sri Sri Radha Landanishwara.
Hi.
A big sweet for brahmacharis. You can share it between one. Share one between you all.
Yeah.
No. Hare Krishna.
There's a yantra on the sweet.
No, it's some kind of design.
It's like Chinese.
Maybe. I don't know. You take one too. We'll finish there. Okay. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.